Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you in the house of the Lord on this day the Lord has given to us. We're at Transfiguration Sunday. We're crossing into the Lenten season as we travel with our Savior to His cross. Where do you like to spend time? Do you have a place to recharge your batteries, so to speak? The house of the Lord is a good place to be, to have on our list of a place we like to spend time and have our batteries recharged for the days that follow. Now, it's not the place so much as it is what is happening in this place, getting in the Word and the sacrament. God be praised for the opportunity. The opportunity to be encouraged and to encourage one another. May we not take such for granted. And so may we continue to gather together, whether that be here in person or online. I invite your attention to page 3 of our worship bulletin as we continue with the invocation. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good.
His love endures forever.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
We worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Let us worship Him.
Please stand. What does God tell us about ourselves in His holy word?
He says that we are sinners.
When we realize that we have sinned against God and deserve His punishment, what should we do?
We will confess before God all our sins, those which we remember, as well as those which we are unaware. We pray to God for His mercy and forgiveness.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Jesus says to His people, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. His death paid for the guilt of your sins and the sins of the whole world. Do you believe this?
Yes, I believe.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Lord God, before the suffering and death of Your one and only Son, You revealed His glory on the holy mountain. Grant that we who bear His cross on earth may behold by faith the light of His heavenly glory, and so be changed into His likeness.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. A reading from Holy Scripture on this Transfiguration Sunday, the book of Exodus, the 34th chapter, where it is noted that being in the presence of God, it is a big deal. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hands, He was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them. So Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and he spoke to them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all the commands the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him, he removed the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, they saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until he went in to speak with the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm for today is Psalm 148a. Please note on the bottom of page 5 how we'll sing this psalm. We do not lose hope, for the source of our hope is firmly grounded in the Scriptures. A reading from Holy Scripture, 2 Corinthians. Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to prevent the Israelites from seeing the end of what was passing away. But their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. Even to this day when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out.
Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor?
Was ever given to God that God should repay him?
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
Please stand for the Gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 9th chapter, pointing out the fact that it is good to be here. This applies to us too. Jesus and his immediate disciples, they needed this word of encouragement that we hear about. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and did not tell anyone at that time what they had seen. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we now sing our hymn of the day. God's grace and his mercy and his peace are yours in great abundance. And this is all thanks to our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus this morning. Amen. We hear once again from the Gospel of Luke. Master, it is good for us to be here. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is willing to go all the way so that we could go all the way to heaven. How many of you have jumper cables in your vehicle right now? How many of you were in a position that you wished you would have had jumper cables in your vehicle? Or at least the person parked near you would have had jumper cables in your car. We could call roadside assistance, I guess, if necessary. The point, vehicle batteries die out. And this for a variety of reasons. And so what is needed to keep our vehicle to move forward? We start out dead to God. Through the gift of faith in Jesus, we are made alive with him. But faith can die due to various reasons. And so what are we doing to keep our faith from dying? For starters, we are here, gathered together around the Word of God, the Word which gives us life and sustains our life with God. We are next to fellow believers who can and do get us and keep us connected to the Word of God. So God be praised for bringing us into His presence. In this way, we can say with the Apostle Peter, and yet with a little different twist, it is good for us to be here in the presence of the Lord. Which then leads to a statement pointing to heaven. It was good for the disciples to be there with Jesus. And if we were there at that point in time, we probably would have been like them too. And some of us would have been as boisterous as Peter of saying, yes, it is good for us to be here, without fully comprehending what was all taking place and what he meant with those words. But it was important nonetheless that they be there. For what did Jesus reveal to his disciples then, and through the pages of Scripture continually revealed to his disciples of all time, to people of all time? He revealed who he truly is, which he had been saying all along, that he was and is the Son of God and the Son of Man, who while here in flesh did not fully display all of his glory. But now, these three disciples got a good glimpse of his identity and his glory. And so in that way, as Peter said, it is good for us to be there, and we can't blame him in a way for wanting to hold on to that moment. But that wasn't the moment in and of itself to hold on to, or the time. Those three witnesses, by God's doing, having witnesses who later would be inspired by the Holy Spirit to record this down for our benefit, saw some amazing things in addition to the true identity of Jesus. They were able to see Moses and Elijah, stalwarts of the Old Testament, reputations known for being faithful servants of the Lord, who put up with a lot of you-know-what, and by God's strength were able to endure. Oh, they at times would say, Lord, we're done. But the Lord would say, no, no, you're not. You're not done till I tell you. These two were pillars. And the Lord pointed that out. They saw amazing things. Can you say that you see amazing things when it comes to Jesus? What advantage do you have when it comes to knowing who Jesus is and seeing his glory? You and I have been given the Scriptures by which we are able to be in the presence of the Lord, and by which we're able to see the glory of Jesus. We're able to see his true identity, that he is the Son of God and the Son of Man. We are able to hear about those pillars, Moses and Elijah and others, Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel and so many more, all for our benefit. And so, yes, it is good to be here, to be reminded of who our Lord and Savior is and why that matters in life, and to follow the example of the pillars before us, so that we too can be a pillar for those who come after us. Now, the Scriptures don't tell us everything we want to know and possibly could know about Jesus. Remember what the Apostle John said, recorded in chapter 20 of the Gospel of John? Not everything could be recorded down. However, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. For what purpose? That by believing you may have life in his name. With that said, the Father's words, spoken to the Son and heard by the witnesses, resonate still with us. Listen to him. And so it's good for us to be in the presence of the Lord. It is good for us to be here to listen again and again to the word of the Lord, the word which gives us life and sustains us life. Life is offered through the name of Jesus and by no other name. Jesus himself says, and rightly so, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And then in Romans, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, this Lord, will be saved. Through that presence of the Lord God, Jesus was reassured for what was soon to come. And the disciples would have an opportunity to reflect back on that, as they too would face difficult times for the name of the Lord. And we have this to fall back on when we too have to face difficult times for the name of the Lord. The Lord prepares us for such. It is good for us to be here in the presence of the Lord, listening to his voice. It reminds us of why Jesus came as we listen. To seek and to save the lost, Jesus was all about his mission. And according to his flesh, he would need that strength to carry on. And as God, he was capable to carry on to completion. His departure was soon to take place, which includes his death and then followed by his resurrection and also then his ascension into heaven. Jesus was preparing his disciples then. He continues to prepare us today as we listen to his voice. The voice which can also be called the Lamb of God, who takes away your sin and my sin, the sin of the world. He indeed is the atoning sacrifice, the one who has brought us back at one with God. And we needed that because, again, we start out dead to God. And nothing we do can change that, can bring us to life. And even when we are brought to life through the work of the Spirit using the means of grace, we too often doubt God's promises. We too often ignore his word. We do things that we should not do and don't do the things that we should do. And so Jesus had to go to the cross for you and me just as much as everybody else. And praise the Lord that he continues to lead you to hear his voice, to hear what he has done for your sins, that he has gone to the cross where he paid completely in full for all those sins and says to you, you are forgiven. And with that forgiveness comes a new attitude, a renewed desire to live, not for self but for God, and to hold on to that hope of eternal life. Because life here on earth is fading fast. Sadly, though, too many don't take up the Lord's advice and don't listen to the voice of the Lord. Some of those people who don't listen are very close to home with their misplaced priorities, with their excuses for not wanting to be in the presence of the Lord. And oftentimes we do encourage to continually invite them to the house of the Lord, to be in that word and to listen to God's voice. But even if they do not come here, encourage them to hear, listen to the voice of the Lord. In general conversation even, encourage them to hear the voice of the Lord. Find out through that general conversation where they are at with the Lord. Is there a heartbeat left? Or have they completely abandoned the faith and are just empty shells? Why aren't they listening to his voice? And then there are people across the globe who are not listening to the voice of God, all wrapped up in their false gods, which only lead them inward to reflect on themselves and do not bring them to life, but rather keep them dead to the true God, and thus headed for eternal destruction. And so there is urgency then in that great commission of our Lord, close to home and across the world. An urgency to point people to heaven, where it will be good to be there. And we won't have to go away. That place in heaven is rooted in Jesus. But in the meantime, the Lord has given us this place. And it is good for us to be here. Not the earthly place so much, for we have not built these walls to keep people out. Rather, we have built these walls to invite people into. It's the object of faith that matters. And Jesus is that object of our saving faith. Who he is, the Son of God and Son of Man, who came down to this earth, revealed himself to be the Messiah through the miracles he did and through the glory that was revealed. We may not be able to fully comprehend who he is and what he all did, but praise the work of the Spirit that leads us to believe it and leads us to, again and again, listen to his voice. And as we listen to his voice, confidence is built up. Answers to prayers are found as we listen to his voice. Jesus was looking for strength and his Father gave it to him. The disciples needed assurance and they were given it. You and I, we need assurances. We want answers and God gives us answers through his word. He provides us with the encouragement we needed, such as, let us not give up meeting together, but encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching. Yes, it is good to be here so that we can be there. Thanks to Jesus. And again, before we get there, we need his voice and his encouragement because there is so much going on in our life. We are in a war, a spiritual war. Ephesians 6 talks about that war. And there are other wars and rumors of wars going on, like what is going on in Europe, which causes concern, and rightly so. God can use various things of this world, events, as he has said. There will be wars and rumors of wars. For what purpose? To grab our attention, to keep us alert, to remind us that this is all temporary. Keep your eyes fixed on what is eternal. May God bring an end to this war in Europe and spare further damage to lives and building and property. But more importantly, may he continue to lead people to Jesus. Whether that be through this war or other wars. It is good to be here. How do we know he's here? He's promised. How did Jesus know he was there? How did the disciples know the Father was with them? The cloud. The cloud was there leading Israel by day and by night. And the cloud is still with us as revealed on the pages of Scripture. Dear friends, we do not need to keep this Jesus to ourselves and all that he is and all that he has to offer. People need to know who he is and why. People need you to be their jumper cables, to connect them to the power of the Word. The world cannot offer the stability and the peace we long for and need, as evidenced again by this earthly war. But Jesus, he can and he does. So keep on listening to his voice in this place and everywhere. For it is good to be here in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We turn to a confession of faith on page 9.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. What are we meaning to say with these words?
I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord.
He has redeemed us, lost and condemned creatures, purchased and won us from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death.
All this he did that I should be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he has risen from death, and lives and rules eternally.
This is most certainly true. And we pray, Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you for reconciling us to yourself through the sufferings and death of your dear Son. Through him, we have confidence to enter into your presence and to bring you our prayers and petitions. Let the love of Christ fill your church so that it may flourish in all good works. Bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of your mercy, that they may turn to you, the only God, and find salvation in you.
Strengthen our faith so that we unfailingly come to you in prayer for all our bodily needs.
Give a special measure of your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive your blessed aid.
And help us patiently endure any chastening and afflictions you permit to come into our lives, knowing that you are using them in love to prepare us for that joyful communion with you, which is ours for all eternity.
Lord, take our silver and our gold, not a mite would we withhold. Take our intellect and use every power as you shall choose. Take our love, we pour at your feet its treasure store. Take ourselves and we will be ever only all for you. Lord of heaven and earth, you raise up earthly powers and bring them down. As war is broken out in Europe, watch over your people there and here. Help them hold on to your promises, which are valid in life and in the face of death. Lead searching souls to your Son and the peace he alone has to offer during earthly strife and into eternity. May people come to appreciate the value of life and the freedoms you have allowed us to have. This life is temporary and full of uncertainty, but the life you have made possible through Jesus is eternal, and so brings the certainty we need through this life. It is good for us to be here and see you through your word, O Lord. Continue to shower grace upon grace on those celebrating a birthday this week. And now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions, and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus our Savior.
Amen.
And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, read, learn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may cling to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. And again, just a reminder, Connect cards are available there by where you picked up the bulletin. If you haven't filled one out yet, please take the time to do so and return it in the basket there on the table with the lamp on it. Guests on the back side, there's a room there to leave some information if you wouldn't mind. Bible study, we're looking at the commandments still. We're getting into commandments 6 through 10, the practical advice for us to put into practice. Last week we had our celebration discussion. If you would like a handout from that, they are available in the entryway by the information board. You can find the handouts for that. Ash Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, 6:30 is the worship time. 5:30 is the supper in the multipurpose center. So for the next 6 Wednesdays, we'll be having our worship at the same time, and then also supper to precede the worship service. There will be no Monday night evening worship during the season of Lent. Men's conference this coming Saturday here at St. Mark's from 10 to 2. Still opportunity to sign up. Please see the weekly news for how to register for the men's conference this coming Saturday. And then see the weekly news for other things that are going on here at our church and school. Have a great day. in the Lord. It is good to be here with you.
Oh,